Hello, and welcome back to Details of the Wake-Up Call, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin, and it is Monday, November the 6th, 2017, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia. Well, it's official. Another giant U-turn by Trump against what he promised in his campaign by way of supporting the little guy against Big Brother. Financial companies can continue to put language in their contracts that bans consumers from filing class action lawsuits against them. Trump last week signed a resolution that effectively killed a proposed law the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau developed over the past 5 years. The rule was an effort to give consumers the right to sue financial firms in class action suits. Currently, many financial firms put language in their contracts that prohibits such suits, insisting on what are called mandatory arbitration clauses that require consumers to settle complaints with them out of court through arbitrators. The Senate voted to overturn the rule this month, and the House had voted in July against it. CFPB Director Richard Cordray and Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth are just two of the supporters of the rule who appealed to Trump before he signed it, asking him to reconsider, quote, "You and I have never met or spoken, but I am aware that over the course of your long career in business, you often found it necessary to go to court when you thought you were treated unfairly. Of course, most Americans cannot afford to do this on their own, so they have to band together to fight companies like Wells Fargo that opened millions of fake accounts, or Equifax when it allowed sensitive personal data to be breached for more than 145 million Americans." End of quote. After Trump signed the resolution anyway, the CFPB issued a statement that said, quote, "The president signed away consumers' right to their day in court. This action tips the scales of justice in favor of Wall Street banks less than 10 years after they caused the financial crisis." End of quote. Isn't that just charming? A clear, unmistakable slap in the face of the little guy, directly in support of the big guns in the financial world. Unnecessary, no votes needed. Trump could easily have refused to sign, and they would never have managed a quorum of votes in the Senate to override. Not a word from the mainstream media. It's beyond sickening, isn't it? All right, well, today we will talk, first of all, about the situation of people living paycheck to paycheck, and put that together with the increasing horrors of Obamacare almost on a daily basis, talking about Americans renouncing their citizenship, which is at an all-time annual high. We will talk about the essence of change in society, which is something which people don't really appreciate, because being a part of the change, they don't recognize the change as it happens. So I think you'll find some interesting information there. Trump's decision not to release all the information from the newly opened documents pertaining to the Kennedy assassination. A little piece about UK adults and Christmas trees. The situation with Trump a quarter of the way through his presidency, where actually there has been no change in essence at all, certainly not due to Trump, other than for a few executive orders. U.S. debt soared by nearly a quarter of a trillion dollars in the month of October, which I think is interesting to discuss. Charges against Manafort, talking about the fiscal gap, which is 9 times higher than the $1 billion deficit announced by the U.S. Department of the Treasury. We will discuss Lawrence Kotlikoff's opinion. He's a very well-known and usually quite a respectable economist. We'll talk about Bitcoin. I have some more to say about Bitcoin, which I think you should hear. A word about the savings rate. A word about the indictments handed down last week by Special Prosecutor Mueller, which of course have nothing to do whatsoever with Russia or anything else, but he's gone fishing, hasn't he? He's just probing to see what he can find against Trump. Very scary for Trump, I must tell you. All right, that's it for the show today, and I wish you a wonderful week ahead. And this is Richard Martin saying, see you again on Friday.